Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The rules for wearing ihram. There are three obligations for ihram: niyyah, talbiyah, and the clothes for ihram. Niyyah means the pilgrim forms the intention to perform what is obligatory or wajib on him by way of Umrah at-Tamattu or Hajj at-Tamattu in order to attain nearness to Allah. If he or she does not know all the rituals in detail, he or she must form the intention generally. In such a case, it is still wajib that one should know what is required of them by checking the rules or from someone learned that they trust. The niyyah or intention must abide by the following rules. 1. The intention must be qurbatan ilallah, meaning must be to attain nearness to Allah only. 2. The intention must be made at a specific physical location, meaning a miqat. And 3. If ihram is worn for Umrah at-Tamattu or Hajj at-Tamattu on behalf of someone else, such an intention must be expressly formed. Please note, it is not necessary to utter the intention aloud. It is enough that the intention is consciously formed, as in other forms of worship. The niyyah can be expressed as follows: I am wearing ihram for Umrah at-Tamattu, for Hijjatul Islam, wajib qurbatan ilallah. If it is on behalf of someone else, the niyyah should be as follows: I am wearing ihram for Umrah at-Tamattu, for Hijjatul Islam, wajib on behalf of such and such a person, qurbatan ilallah. Immediately after wearing ihram, recite the talbiyah. The talbiyah is to utter the following: Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. And it is highly preferable to add the following: Innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika laka labbaik. So the entire talbiyah with its translation is as follows: Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika laka labbaik. Here I am at your service, O Lord, here I am. Here I am, there is no partner for you. Here I am. All the praises and bounties and the kingdom are yours. There is no partner for you. Here I am. Every pilgrim must learn the proper pronunciation of the words of the talbiyah and recite them correctly, even if it is by following another person reciting these words. If a person cannot pronounce the words properly, nor is there a person whom he can follow, he is still obliged to recite the words as best as he can, unless his recitation is such that it would not be considered to be the talbiyah. In such a case, it is preferable that he should recite as much as he can, recite the translation of the talbiyah, and appoint an agent to recite it on his behalf. A person who is mute or is unable to speak as a result of disease or injury should recite the talbiyah as much as he can, and if he is unable to recite it, he must move his tongue and lips while making his intention and making gestures with his fingers which coordinate with the recitation. The position of talbiyah in ihram is that of takbiratul ihram in salat. Ihram is not complete without it. Therefore, if a person wears the two pieces of clothes for ihram, but before reciting the talbiyah performs one of those acts prohibited during ihram, he has not done any wrong and there is no penalty on him. Please note, purity from najasa is not a condition for the validity of the ihram. Thus, a person can wear ihram even in the condition of janaba, hayd, nifas, or the like. If, after wearing the two pieces of cloth for ihram, but before departing from the miqat, a person doubts as to whether he had recited the talbiyah or not, he should recite the talbiyah. However, if a doubt arises after the recitation as to whether he had recited it correctly or not, he should assume that he had recited it correctly. And finally, the cloth for ihram. This means that the wearing of the two pieces of cloth after abstaining from the matters prohibited during ihram is obligatory. As a matter of caution, it is necessary that the cloth worn around the waist should cover the portion from the navel to the knee, and the other cloth should cover both the shoulders, arms, and a considerable part of the back. Also, as a matter of caution, both the pieces must be worn before the niyyah and talbiyah. If the niyyah and talbiyah precede the wearing of the ihram, the pilgrim must make the niyyah to recite the talbiyah again after wearing ihram. Please note, there is no objection in having more than two pieces of clothes in ihram at the time of wearing or afterwards for protection against heat or cold and so on. The conditions for clothes worn in regular salat also apply to the clothes used for ihram. It is necessary that they should not be made of pure silk, even for women, or the skin of any wild animal, parts of the body of an animal whose meat is forbidden, of gold, usurped or stolen, and both pieces of clothes must be tahir or pure. It is necessary that the cloth worn around the waist should be of the kind that conceals the body, but the cloth around the shoulders need not be of such a kind. As a matter of caution, both the pieces must be made of cloth and not of leather or hide. The obligation to wear two pieces around the waist and the shoulders is confined to men only and does not apply to women who may wear as ihram their usual clothes, which would comply with the conditions stated above. If either or both the pieces of cloth worn as ihram become najis, as a matter of caution, it or they must be changed or cleaned as soon as possible.